one of the things that most people are at least familiar with in Roman history is, of course, the assassination of Julius Caesar, and the Ides of March on March 15th. But, you know, a lot of times people will ask, okay, if we're going to assassinate Caesar, why are we giving him a state funeral? I mean, it looks almost as if the Senate conspirators, Brutus and Cassius, have brain failure. You know, you would sit back and go, okay, well, we've just killed one of the most popular men in Roman history. People love him. So let's show our gratitude to him by giving this big public festival. So, I mean, it really does look like they've just lost their mind. And as a matter of fact, Cicero, 6 weeks after the state funeral given by the Roman government, paid by the Roman government, remarked that it was the worst thing that they could have possibly have done. However, it really isn't as ridiculous as it appears to most people, because in reality, there were really only two choices. I mean, after all, you can't just take Caesar and roll him down a hill into the Tiber River and let him float out to sea. So the choices that the Senate had before them was, on the one hand, just giving him back to the family and let the family go ahead and do the normal family funeral. Now, we would associate that with buying a coffin, getting the relatives together, having a little wake, a little public announcement, public funeral, very small, and that would be it. But Caesar is from the patrician class of Roman society, and his family has a very long genealogy. And so what would happen is, amongst the patricians, when relatives died, particularly the male relatives died, a death mask would be made of that particular person, and it would be painted, and it would be kept in the family storehouse, in the family home. And at the death of the next male relative, what frequently took place is actors were hired so that they would wear the mask and appear as that relative, and in many cases give a speech about what this relative had done in the past before this man who had died had taken place. So what the Senate was looking at is having Caesar's family do a full patrician funeral, which could have had who knows how many generations of death masks, of generations of the Julian clan, of the Caesar clan, going up and saying, we did this for Rome, and our relative did that for Rome. And by the time you got to the point where it's ready to talk about Caesar, you may have spent hours upon hours stirring the crowd up. So to some extent, it looked like the lesser of two evils to go ahead and put on a public funeral to recognize Caesar for what he was, hoping that this would appease the plebeians, the lower classes that really supported him. And of course, you have to remember, he controlled the entire Roman army, so you certainly don't want to slight Caesar from that standpoint, because hardly anybody in the Senate is going to just run out and take control of the military. So they thought by doing this public funeral, paid for at government expense, they built some statues, they did a big parade, did the whole business, and of course they get to select the speakers. So they could extol the positive side of Caesar while going to the other extreme and saying, well, you know, we really didn't want a king, and we really did this. Where they got blindsided was the fact that Mark Antony saw a political opportunity here. And, of course, we all know what happens next. He gets up in front of the people, reads Caesar's will, points out things on the body, stirs the crowd up, and all hell breaks loose after that particular point. So, you know, when you get to a situation like that, I mean, it does look kind of strange that the Senate would allow that to happen, but it probably would have happened even had they done it the other direction. There is a lot of interesting background material on Roman funerary customs, some of which taken from the Etruscans, and if you're looking for material like that, a really, really excellent book is called The Spectacle Entertainments of Early Imperial Rome. It's written by a man named Richard C. Beecham. And, of course, any book written by Grant on ancient Rome is superb. Of course, if you want to read more about this particular event, I mean, you have actually original accounts from Cicero that survive, and many other works. So there is plenty to look at. So that is the reason why the Caesar got the fancy funeral. And of course, you know, they cremated their dead. Most of the Romans cremated their dead, which is something else. So I hope you enjoyed this little moment here, and